Welcome to Quirk, a day in the year of a nobody. You have never heard of me. I am Nicholas Quirk, and through the aid of my youthful diaries, I am slipping back in time with you and my friend, Penny Parker.
Go today. Where do you want
to
go?
Today, Penny, I would like to take you to Wednesday, okay. The 25th of August, mm-hmm. And it's 1982.
Okay.
I'm working at Her Majesty's Theatre doing follow spot.
Follow spotting. I know. And you taught me about Limelight.
Yes, that was a little lesson for everyone out there.
And in which case, so you're living in London
So I'm living in London. I'm in Hampstead, in South Hill Park.
And so we know that follow spotting happens in the evening. So during the daytime, what do you do? Do you listen to the radio? What are you dancing around your kitchen to?
Oh, well, at this particular time, in terms of what I'd have personally been listening to, I know what was in the charts and was coming up and coming down, but probably Come On Eileen was there. But the things I'd have been listening to would have been Haircut 100.
I love Nobody.
I love. Well, I love their style. I love the way they're dressed with their trousers tucked into their socks.
Adorable.
I walked around like that for many a day. Another particular favourite of mine, John Wayne is Big Leggy, Hazy Fantasy, with their big hair and their junk clothes.
They were
fabulous, weren't they? I mean, that really was a bit of style that was going on.
Gypsy thing
and a little bit grubby. Well, because, of course, Dex's Midnight Runners had it with Come On Eileen, didn't they? With their dungarees and the violins. You're right, actually. It was very
gypsy
kind of a bit gypsy. And Hazy Fantasy had that. But what's amazing is people still go round like that with their hair in those big things.
You're right.
It's a style.
Were they dreads? They weren't dreads, were they? Were
they well, I think they might have been dreaded.
Kind of dreaded, yeah. The dreaded hair.
I think they may have been dreaded.
No, they were good. Good time gals or boys or whatever they were. Anyway, so what else?
There was the clapping song, The Bell Stars, which I remember because... Isn't that the 269, the goose drank wine?
269, the goose drank wine, the monkey chewed tobacco on the streetcar line, the line broke, the monkey got choked, and they all went to heaven in a little rowboat. Clap, 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 clap your hand, pat it on your podcast, man. Clap, clap, clap your hand, cross it with your left arm, pat your podcast.
Because the bell star. A friend of mine, or really a friend of my brother's from art college, Jenny, they somehow, when they were on Top of the Pops, they just got all their friends in, and Jenny was in there, in it. So that was quite exciting, seeing her on Top of the Pops.
And of course, if your friend was on Top of the Pops, that was a major thing, wasn't it? It was like, she's on Top of the Pops.
Yeah. Well, unless, which was quite sad, they were there dancing.
Oh, yeah. That tragic semi-comatose and then the camera and they've been looking at and you practically see that floor manager's hand shoving them out the way and stuff.
And then of course the DJs themselves, which were horrendous, and let us not forget often on there was the delightful Jimmy Savile.
How shocking. Although she wasn't on, he wasn't there when she was on there, was she? We don't know.
I don't know, because I don't know who was hosting it that day.
Oh my God, Jimmy Savile.
When she was on, or what date it was, but I just remember her being.
I know, do you
the
know,
Bell
that's,
stars.
That's the thing, as we talk about your life in the sort of 70s and 80s, we'll inevitably be tripping over any number of unsavoury types that were current in the media at that point that have now been discovered to be quite vile.
But what I find fascinating, I know a lot of people say, oh, I never really liked him.
Yeah.
But I never really liked him. It was the hair and the clothes were distasteful to me.
He really was.
So they creeped me out.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was. There was something creepy about him.
But, I mean, you know, how did Jim or Fix It happen?
Oh.
Who ever thought it was a good idea to put this disturbing man...
in a tracksuit.
He did look disturbing, and he behaved disturbingly, didn't he? All right.
Sure,
I feel unclean just talking about it.
No, we need to have a little wipe down.
Yeah, yeah.
Now then, this here is a letter from little Timmy, age 5. Huh? Now, dear Jim, I am in hospital, you see, and I wondered, could you do me a big favour? Please, 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 don't come and visit me, you sad man.
And the only other thing of interest in the charts at that time is a band called Talk Talk.
Had a song called Today in there.
But it was particularly kind of important to me.
Yeah.
Because Kathy, mm-hmm. who I was sharing the flat with, her ex-boyfriend was the drummer of Talk Talk, Simon. And... when I had initially moved back to London, we went out for supper at Joe Allen's.
Right.
And we got him to write a contract which was signed by the witness, by the waitress.
Right.
That Kathy and I could be backing singers for them. I've never found that contract. But I don't think he lasted with them very long. I think he left. He didn't like the...
they were big Talk
the
Talk.
The success. Well, they were. And I really liked them, actually. Their music was really quite...
They were, yeah, no, I do remember them. They did have a career.
Yep.
Unlike your backing singing career.
Well, no, it didn't happen because he cheated us. It could have been real something.
Oh. But listen, do you know what, as well, on this date or around this date, Sony had just released their first CD player.
Well, yeah, but the Walkman was transportable.
Yes, and it was.
With its
things.
I mean, but when, I mean, that was only a recent invention anyway, wasn't it?
What,
at
the
that
Walkman?
Time? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, because I seem to think that the Walkman got very quickly replaced by the portable CD player.
Oh, it might have for you. I didn't have that kind of money, Penny.
I was in a throwaway culture. I don't want it no more, it's old.
I was hanging on to my Walkman and my tapes for years. I don't think it was way well into being in Brighton before I ever ventured into CD territory.
All right, so I suppose you wouldn't have bought
as a vinyl man.
Vinyl man.
Vinyl.
Yeah. But you obviously wouldn't have rushed out and bought yourself the Commodore 64 computer, PC.
No.
Either.
No, I wouldn't have done
out.
That. That was out, was Because
the Commodore is keeping up with you. The Commodore 64, now in a home family pack. A family pack containing the world's number one selling home computer. A data cassette and joystick. A comprehensive teach-yourself program.
No, because these things were beyond my pocket.
Beyond, well, okay.
I think what we have to understand was I was working in a theatre operating a follow spot.
Yeah.
That was my money.
Okay.
It probably was cash in hand, which means I was probably signing on as well.
Oh, of course, in fact,
probably I was signing on as well.
Be honest. Be honest with us now. You were. No, it's true. I would, well, good job on all, because beer was 73p and a loaf of bread was 37p. Yeah. You obviously were, you were budgeting.
I had to budget, yeah.
And then, yeah. All right, so we've done music.
But of course, and just at that time, just as a, and also a matter of note, is, of course, Prince William had been born.
And then the final verdict from the Earl Spencer.
Good morning, sir. Can you tell us how you're
Good morning.
Daughter?
How is she? Very well indeed, thank you. Looks beautiful. Looks beautiful. Lovely baby, too. Lovely baby, really super baby, you know.
And now he has children.
So they were... I know, that's weird, isn't it?
I know. How I mean, it was happen? A big thing because they were only married the year before, weren't they? So they cracked on with it. They cracked out.
Well, I think they had to. That was the whole purpose.
That was the whole
wasn't
point,
it?
Wasn't it? That was her contract. It wasn't signed by a waitress.
Yeah.
She didn't lose it.
She produced two heirs. Male.
Yeah, done my bit.
And then clearly that was it.
Yeah, that was.
Line drawn.
Line drawn.
So I guess we better turn to.
Okay.
The day.
The day in question.
After a short sleep. I woke at 10,
okay.
Fed the menagerie.
What?
Am I referring to people here?
I know, I'm wondering.
I don't know. The menagerie, fed the menagerie. I think my landlady, Janet, and her daughter were away, so I was possibly feeding their dog.
Oh.
And I was at a point where Shirley, who lived downstairs, who was Kathy's mum, she may have been away as well.
Wow, okay.
So I was feeding her cat.
Got a lot of responsibility.
Dusty.
Right.
So hence the menagerie. Maybe fish as well. Oh, that's right. Jessica and Janet had fish.
Okay.
An aquarium, you know, tropical fish.
Can
so
we just
I
go back on? I wonder why you've noted a short sleep, though. Was that because you may have been up the night before?
Well, this may come
clear. Later.
This will come clear why it was a short sleep. I don't actually even know how short. I suspect it was very short. Because after I'd fed the menagerie, I then woke Jane and Amanda at 10:30 with a cup of tea to watch Annie Hall.
After that, it got pretty late and we both had to go, but it was great seeing Annie again. I realized what a terrific person she was and how much fun it was just knowing her. And I thought of that old joke, you know, this guy goes to a psychiatrist and says, Doc, my brother's crazy. He thinks he's a chicken. And the doctor says, well, why don't you turn him in? And the guy says, I would, but I need the eggs. Well,
now, would that be a video then?
It was, yeah. So it was video.
Yeah.
Video was relatively new.
Yeah.
And I think we've spoken about this before.
Yeah,
it was hired. I rented it from Radio Rentals.
You were getting your full money's worth, weren't
and
you?
And it was great for me because I was working in the theatre.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch television.
Yeah.
So I could record what I didn't see.
Nice.
And you know what? Sting my cupboard. I've still got videos that I recorded.
That you recorded.
Then.
That would be hilarious.
It'd be good to see the adverts and things.
Yeah, that really would, wouldn't it? Let's rent a video.
Yeah, I've got a video player, don't worry.
Jesus.
There is nothing of my past that I cannot access.
Yeah, do you know what else happened on this day, I found out, was that this is the day they started running test broadcasts, not like programmes, but just like a test card for Channel 4. So we're about to get Channel 4.
Yeah. That definitely was a 1982 thing.
It seemed like it was very exciting to hear, didn't it? Because it promised to be our channel, our generation's channel, full of music and life and fire and all
the
rest of it.
It was, Tube.
It was, absolutely, loved it.
I think that was it November it opened?
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be able to say to you, welcome to Channel 4.
I think it was, but they started doing the test broadcast early on just to make sure that we could actually see something. But yeah, it was very exciting.
Brand new channel, yeah.
Brand
it was
new
exciting.
Channel. And so Jane and Amanda, these are
so
follow
Jane,
spotters, aren't
no,
they?
No, Jane was a follow spotter. Yeah. Amanda was the assistant stage manager on Amadeus.
Okay.
But they were very close friends.
Oh, okay.
I got on, I mean, well, they were fantastic friends.
Yeah.
But we had such a laugh.
Nice.
Them. They were great. But what we did was we would hire a couple of videos from Radio Rentals as well. Mm-hmm. I would walk up and borrow those. And then we would sit and finish work, come back to mine and watch films all night, talk, eat. And then go into the next day.
And so maybe sleep didn't happen at this afternoon.
Not always, but sleep. We obviously had a sleep because I had slept a short one. Exactly. And Jane and Amanda, I had to wake up.
Poor things.
So I think we'd watched The Go-Between. I know, it's one of my favourites. Absolutely beautiful film.
It's so tragic, though, isn't it? It's so sad.
I could still watch it.
The past is a foreign country. They do things differently there.
Yeah. And Julie Christie.
Yeah, amazing. You know, I know, amazing. No, I love
Green.
That film.
He was in green, his green suit.
Oh, yeah.
Green. He was teased, wasn't he, by his friend. Green.
She was so good, Julie Christie. In, like, Far From the Madding as well. She was
Yeah, it was amazing.
Although Far From the Madding, it did annoy me because she had blue eyeshadow on. I was like, yeah, I think that's a bit historically wrong. But anyway. Okay, so you are watching Annie Hall, again, another one of my favourites, and you are just sort of in your jammies, sitting around watching this video.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, and we'd have watched it and enjoyed it. We'd have tidied it up. And I think what we did, we had a really big mirror, and I think we used to put the food on the mirror. We'd lay that on the mirror. It looked like we got loads of food. They buy snacks and things. It was all very, very good fun.
You doubled your feast by putting it on the mirror.
It just looked like we got lots more. Because obviously, we were all poor. Yeah, that was fun. But after that, we went up and we had lunch in the Hollybush pub in Hampstead. Absolutely gorgeous pub, little nooks and crannies and really old. And it's still today, although I think it's more of a sort of gourmet pub doing fantastic lunches now. Yeah. But it's still there. It's still lovely. Flask Walk.
Okay.
And
I can picture it. I bet you could smoke in there as well.
My Radio Rentals was in Hampstead, so of course we'd have to walk up there to return the tapes.
Get it.
Because otherwise you get fined.
Obviously.
You'd be fined, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you totally would be fined. And sometimes if you didn't rewind it, they didn't like that either. Or was it just considered very rude if you didn't rewind your tape?
Probably rude. Yeah, but rude. I remember, yes, you did rewind it, didn't you?
And it was so annoying. If you rented it and you took it home and it wasn't rewound, it was just added minutes to your pleasure. So
yeah, you'd probably be complaining the next day you're up there. But I do remember the lady in Radio Rentals was really lovely. I wish I could remember her name.
No. Okay.
I haven't written about her, but she was lovely. She was like, you know, I was in there so often.
Morning, Nick.
Yeah. And I remember if they didn't have it, I could go to another Radio Rentals, like over in Crouch End.
Really?
And pick up the film to see.
Cool. All right. So you've gone. This is a nice. I'm loving this. We've seen Annie Hall. Now you've tied it up, the mirror. The food mirror. And you are going to the pub.
And we've gone up to Hampstead to return the tin. Now, Amanda had a quiche which was mouldy. And we feared botulism.
So you're not thinking she got the quiche at the pub that was mouldy. You're thinking it was part of your feast.
I think it's part of the feast. And I think we were having a joke at Jane's expense. Because I believe she bought the quiche. Because I don't think the Hollybush gourmet pub as it is now, even then, would have served something that might cause botulism.
Although you've leapt to botulism, which is not quite it was like extreme, the plague.
Well, it is, of course it is, but I think we thought it was very funny, hence I've noted the word botulism, so hence I've noted it.
Nice. Okay.
Thinking how funny and witty we are. Now, the cold. So I had a cold, was still with me, and it was getting worse.
Oh.
But I felt quite perky, as if I was on something.
Oh.
So I...
Could you have been?
I clearly wasn't. Well, we probably had a drink, but I think it was probably the lack of sleep. You know how you go through that kind of second wind in a way, don't you? And it's like... Ugh.
I remember it well.
Those days,
just about. Yes. All right, so the cold, you're sort of okay, but
but I'm definitely not on something.
Okay.
But we had seats for noises off in the dress circle, but we moved down to the front, so had a really good view.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please take your seats? The curtain will rise at any moment.
Would this have been free because you were follow spotting? Or...
No, no, that was if it was at the National. This one we had bought tickets for. But we, I must have got them relatively, they might have been standby tickets actually.
Okay.
And it was a matinee anyway.
Yeah.
Because we'd have been working in the evening.
Of course. And Noises Off, is that?
So Noises Off was Michael Frey and it was a comedy and it's set in the theatre and it's a touring play.
Yeah.
And the director, it had Paul Eddington in it who was brilliant.
Oh, from the Yes
and
Minister.
And he actually starts the whole play. They're at a rehearsal and he's in the audience.
Oh.
I think he was quite close. Stewart's, actually, if I remember rightly.
Fun.
But yeah, it was, it's very, very funny. It's fast. It's very cleverly done. And I think the last act is the actual play on top, and it's backstage
right.
as the play's happening. And it all happens completely silent.
Oh.
There is no things but other than the voices of
the
actors on stage.
Oh.
So clever. So brilliantly done. It was really lovely.
Oh, what a fabulous, I'm very jealous. Play. Yeah.
I enjoyed it immensely. And I think I go on to say, having said it was a fabulous play, it was very funny, and it was nice for a change to see something that demands nothing from one. Especially in the state we were in. Just sit back and enjoy. Because I think if I'd had to think about it, if it had been Danton's death, I think I would have been comatose.
Oh, lordy.
Having had a short sleep.
Short sleep. And yes, exactly. So this is the perfect fare for an exhausted trio.
It was. So after the play, we went for a coffee and I began to feel disorientated.
Oh, Lord.
Which soon turned to tetchiness.
So
I dread
so
to think what sharp end of my tongue Jane and Amanda had to endure.
Oh my God.
But obviously it wasn't a pleasant coffee.
It wasn't a pleasant coffee.
We decided next week to go and see 84 Charing Cross Road. At work, I had a cream cake.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Well, maybe I thought it was going to help me. Sugar.
Yeah.
It might perk me up. Yeah. But I still felt irritable and restless.
Did it occur to you you might just need to get some sleep? But hey, whatever.
Well, yeah. Towards the end of the show, I began to feel deliciously tired.
Ah.
All warm and weary.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
And on my way home, I bought a packet of biscuits. I sat in bed reading and eating.
Oh, this is delightful. Yeah. You need a little matinee jacket on in your little bed there. And are you reading any books at this point?
Well, I was in bed, wasn't I? Reading and eating.
Oh, tell us what you were
reading.
Yes,
so reading. Well, I believe the book that I was heavily involved in at the moment was The Solid Mandala by Patrick White, who I was a great admirer of.
Right.
So he's an Australian writer.
Huh.
And The Solid Mandala is about two twins. And really, I mean, it's a very intense book. But The Solid Mandala is a marble.
You're looking at me so intensely there.
Well, I am. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm just saying yes.
You're just going, yeah. Because maybe you weren't a marbler.
No,
I loved marbles.
And what pattern would your reading take? Was that, were you sort of, did you challenge yourself? You just read things, you got recommendations. Did you read all the time?
I read constantly.
Did you?
I read a huge amount.
It's so good reading.
And I really loved books.
Do you still?
And stories. I don't read as much. I still read, but I don't read as much because kind of times like that, late at night, when I would sit and read, it's, you know, I'd sit and read and I'd be off like that. Or what I tend to do these days is catch up on some sort of box set on Netflix.
It's true.
So it has hampered my reading,
but
I do have times when I do read and I do make... Mm. You know, but I have to make time now.
I know.
Whereas, of course, as we were talking about earlier,
exactly.
You had this time.
Yeah.
So downtime was sitting reading a book.
It's true. Well, you kind of struggle through the end, but there's been a lot of lovely stuff happening this day.
It was. And Janet and Jessica are back, I've noted, at the end here. So that probably, maybe I heard them come in.
Yeah, exactly.
Which potentially means I didn't have to feed the menagerie in the morning. And I also took my medicines. My medicines.
Is that plural?
Plural.
Okay.
For my cold. So God knows what I was on. What did I think? Maybe that accounts for me being perky. Maybe I was on something.
I think you may have,
forcing all sorts of
exactly
narcotics down my
throat. Ignored that thing, haven't you, where it's like don't operate machinery / follow spots.
That could blow up.
Yeah. And you're just glugging like Benylin down or something.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you think this would stand out as a... This is a very nice day, really. It's quite pleasant. You're with friends doing things, despite the fact that you've been horrible to them. Is it quite a nice day?
Yeah, it would have been a particularly nice day. I felt good about it. I've not written anything other than that, you know, I was irritable and tetchy.
Yeah, I'd like to see their diary.
A bit sharp, yes. Yes, well, I am still in touch with Amanda. This is a moment, really, where we should be getting hold of her and saying, Amanda, share. Share the memory.
I think we may have to do that. Is that Amanda?
Yes, it is.
Amanda, hello. This is Penny. We have been hearing a tale of woe from Nick about a particular day, and I was only wondering if you might remember it. Apparently, he dragged you out of bed, and then you went to see Noises Off, and you feared botulism. Can you remember any of this?
I remember it very well. It was a peak moment in my life, actually, I have to say.
Was it really? Really?
It was. It was. Not Nick dragging me out of bed or anything like that, but the evening that preceded it, certainly.
Okay, so wait, can you remember a mirror feast? You lay out snacks on a mirror.
Well, the wonderful thing about laying out snacks on the mirror was that we'd gathered all these delicacies to take back to Nick's because we'd set ourselves a task, which was to have a day of culture in which we did not sleep. 24 hours of non-stop culture.
Oh, my God, I'd be falling over. So you laid out your feast and then you're watching Annie Hall, wasn't it?
No, but just let me tell you about why the feast is on the mirror. It's there to make it look double the size.
Can you actually remember what kinds of snacks? What was involved in this?
Hummus. We had taramasalata. We had crisps. We had sausage rolls.
Okay, and then where does the botulism fit in then? So was this part of that feast or did this come later, the suspected botulism?
Well, I think there was a little bit of a worry because after we'd watched these many films throughout the night, we woke up and, of course, the feast... When I say woke up, we did eventually have to doze a little. And, of course, the feast was all still there. And Jane, who was with us, started to graze once. And we got quite concerned because the hummus and the taramasalata, by this time, had a bit of a crust. Now, combine that with the fact it was 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, and you'll see where our concern lay. But further to that, we then went out and we thought we'd get some lunch. We got some lunch. We sat down. I was tucking into a quiche and we were chatting away and I looked down at the quiche and I saw it was furred with mold. But you know what I also remember? I remember taking it back, saying to the woman behind the counter, I'm so terribly sorry, as if I had caused it to grow.
And then tell me about, do you remember, Nick, if he could be foul, if a little bit tired?
You see, because we were a threesome, there was Jane, Nick and I, and we would go into factions quite quickly and be quite nasty to the person who was left out. But at least it sort of shifted about constantly.
Okay, so you took turns?
Yeah, I think Nick and I would team up and be nasty to Jane. And I think Nick and I punished Jane by singing Sondheim songs to her. So I think she was quite upset by us doing this. I can't really remember what Nick did when he was tired. He probably was just a bit short and a bit sullen, you know, but we were all tired and fractious because we'd been up for 24 hours and we still had to go to work. After we'd seen Noises Off, you know, we then had to go over Piccadilly Circus and all of this and go to work.
Oh, my God, what were we thinking? The whole of staying up all night.
I know, but it was so exciting. It was such a brilliant, brilliant experience.
And so we come to the end of this episode of Quirk, a day in the year of a nobody. Thanks for listening, and join me next week when Nicholas takes us on another rummage through his past.